control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231, though the entire show so far has been focused on law enforcement, following the law, the war on drugs, and other law enforcement-related issues because of a bit of a conflict that went on over the weekend at lawenforcementforums.com. Some of our listeners went over there. One of our listeners went over and stirred up a little bit of trouble. Then when some others came over, they thought we were all the same, and so they banned everybody, and it just turned into a mess. But now things are kind of getting a little bit better. We've had some dialogue. Some of the denizens of the law enforcement forums have been calling in, and we get along on a number of issues.
Hey, I'd like to point out that one of the denizens of the law enforcement board there came on our airwaves and jeopardized the license of every single one of our radio stations.
I think that's
a little more important and a little worse than going on and trolling on somebody's actually.
Well, she was pretty emotional. She was pretty emotional. I mean, I
don't care what your emotion is. Does it matter whether I'm emotional if I'm breaking the law?
Well, anyway, I was saying that things have sort of been getting a little bit better here. They haven't unbanned my account yet, which would be nice. It would be a nice gesture, I think, because there's some comments on their forum. They're saying things like they're enjoying the show. Some of them are planning on listening in the future, which I think is great. We're always looking for input from law enforcement officers, or frequently on this show. Frequently, we bring up an issue that we could really use some official interpretation on or some official opinions.
Nice.
And we don't hear from Leos often enough, though we do get them in from time to time.
We had Officer X for a long time.
Yeah, we did have Officer X call in. Mm-hmm. He couldn't reveal himself.
And we wouldn't ask him to.
No. You don't have to give us your real name when you call in. We don't care about that. But I want to also address something else that came up on their forum here before we get back into the calls. And people who've been holding patiently, there's a lot of people on the line. You're going to have a brief amount of time, but we will get to you. They're taking issue with the Nuremberg reference. And, of course, you were talking earlier, last hour, you brought up the fact that, well, what if the law said you had to confiscate Jews and throw them into a concentration camp? Would you enforce that law?
I really want somebody to address that.
Making the point that in the Nuremberg trials, the Nazi police essentially said, well, I was just following orders, which is the same excuse we hear from the police today. And these guys take offense to it. They take offense to it as though, oh, well, that happened way back then. This is America. That couldn't possibly happen here.
I say this is a fascist state now. And
I say that
they're too somewhat responsible for
to that.
That,
let's shift the conversation away from the war on drugs, since most police that are at least on this forum disagree with us on the war on drugs. And let's go to an issue we agree on, and that is the right to bear arms. The Second Amendment of the Constitution makes it very clear. The well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
And a militia is made up of citizens.
Individuals.
It's not made up of employees of a government.
But I don't want to talk about a militia right now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to talk about keeping and bearing arms, because I know a lot of the police are going to agree with us on this. And this is one of the reasons why we believe it's a fascist nation. Let's flash back to a year ago, Katrina. Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans. A lot of police coming in there. A lot of people leaving the area. Some crime was going on. But also, there was some real crime going on in that there were police officers going house to house, confiscating people's firearms. So, in light of that, I would like for you to just think to yourself. You don't have to call an answer. Just think to yourself. When would you refuse an order from your commanding officers? At what point do you refuse to continue following orders?
Because there's always a good reason. Every time they take away a little bit of our freedom, whether it's the freedom to smoke pot, and that's a freedom, whether you want it or not,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the freedom to smoke cigarettes, or actually, whether it's the freedom to allow people to smoke cigarettes in my bar, the bar I owned. I paid for the stools. I pay the rent. I pay the employees.
Now you're talking about a smoking ban.
I'm just making it clear. At some point or another, you've got your breaking point. Is it, scuba diving's dangerous. Let's make it illegal. Eating red meat is bad for your heart, and we have to have socialized medicine, so it should be illegal.
Let's focus on the gun issue, though, because, again, this is an issue where the police are going to understand. I think a lot of them will understand this. If I have a right to keep and bear arms, then that's an absolute violation of my right to keep and bear arms to come around and say, give us your weapons. What? Well, it's dangerous around here. Give us your weapons. You might be a criminal. Because that was their excuse. We actually talked to a cop from the New Orleans area during all of this, or shortly after all of this, and he was making excuses for the police, saying, well, there was people shooting at the cops, allegedly. And so for some reason, because somebody shoots at the cops, that gives them an excuse to go around house to house confiscating firearms? And if you don't believe that it happened, if you think I'm lying about this, there was video footage of it going on.
Yeah.
Video footage of the police and the National Guard also. Now, some will say, well, it was the California police. That's why it happened. Well, the New Orleans police were behind it as well. And I think it's
the ones that weren't stealing TVs out of Walmart.
That's true. And I think it's absolutely outrageous. And I'm just wondering how you feel about that. If your commanding officer gave you the order that, well, this is a state of emergency, we need to go around and confiscate people's weapons, would you follow that order? And if you wouldn't follow that order as a police officer, try to imagine yourself, say you're off duty, say you, you're not even a police officer yet, say you were flashing back from the time where you wanted to be a police officer, and you still had some firearms in your house. If the police came around to confiscate your firearms, what would your response be?
Now, I would venture to say that the gentleman who runs the website, what's his name, was it Brad?
It was Brad.
Okay. I would venture to say that Brad, because he said that basically, you know, it's the law that people who were convicted of felonies not be able to vote, and that's a, you know, he sort of backed that up, that he would say that that is okay because it's the law. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, if you've been convicted of a felony, but you're now out and you're a productive member of society, it could have been 40 years ago.
Yeah.
You could own a business now. This should taxation occur without representation? Because that's what happens to people who are convicted of felonies.
They pay taxes, but they can't vote.
They've got to pay the taxes, but they can't vote.
If you want to answer either of those questions, the gun question, what would you do if they came to confiscate your firearms? Because it's happening. It has happened in America. Yes, it can happen here. And that's why bringing up the Nuremberg argument is completely valid. But let's continue. We've got to get back to the phones, back to the fun. Let's go to another amplifier call from Brian in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Brian?
Yes, Brian, you're on the air. Yep. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about a traffic stop, but what you're doing tonight is great radio. It's much more important.
Thank you.
I was thinking about after that Lindsay call, but I would promise not to say any four-letter words.
Please don't.
But four is a four-letter word, so now you know.
Oh, okay, you're in trouble.
Get to your point, sir. We got a lot of problems.
The point is that we've got this DVD on flexyourrights.org.
Mm-hmm.
You guys talked about that much?
Busted? The Busted DVD. Excellent DVD.
The Busted DVD, Flex Your Rights.
Yeah.
My two high school kids have taken it to school. They've made copies and given it to their friends. And, you know, it's a good way to tell kids how to not give up their constitutional rights before they even know that they've got any.
You know, it's really good, and it's even good for the children of law enforcement officers too, because you never know when your kid's going to get stopped, and he doesn't have the thin blue line sticker on the back of his car that day or whatever, and he gets tossed in the clink in some other county, and he's got a record.
Because he made a mistake and had a joint with him or something.
Or he's in a car with a joint.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know. Cops love to stop teenagers. They love it. It's
sure.
just the greatest...
Or they trust that the cop is telling them the truth and really wants to help him because he's an adult figure.
Right. Yep, and Bust is a great video, and thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Busted is actually available on our website. I believe it's in the Promoting Liberty Forum.
Mm.
And I wonder if any of the law enforcement officers have seen Busted and what they think of it. You know, essentially telling young people to refuse searches. I mean, do you feel good about that? Or is that cluing them into things they shouldn't be knowing about? 800-259-9231. Also, want to address another post on the law enforcement forums about drugs. Welp writes in, you guys are reading this, so regarding getting rid of all prescriptions, how do you ensure that you actually are actually getting a drug that you need? What about dosage? Why don't we go ahead and get rid of doctors? Well, no, nobody suggested that. You should still go and seek the advice from professionals when you're thinking about putting drugs into your body. But once you've gotten the advice, why do you have to keep going back to get it, you know, to keep giving the professionals $100 a pop every time you need to get another prescription?
God knows. Penicillin's prescription.
It's a racket. That's what the prescription process is. It's a racket. People can make their own decisions and consult the experts they want to consult. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's November 27, 2006. Gold's at $639, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $659, $332.52 for half, and $166.26 for quarter ounce coins. That's $659.94, $332.52, and $166.26. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With a stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, the predictor of the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take it over here. It's toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. all of the features on the site, we give them away, and that does include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version as well, two sizes to fit virtually any internet connection, though the broadband stream is being put to the test tonight.
Getting warped.
We have so many people coming over from lawenforcementforums.com listening to the show. I'm hoping that we aren't having a lot of skipping or anything like that. We've got a huge demand on the stream tonight, so I hope everybody's is able to listen without interruption. Because they are free at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Get registered now and you can learn about how the New Hampshire Liberty Forum are attaining economic and personal freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, New Hampshire, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. So I'd asked the question in the last segment about confiscation of firearms, since we've been talking with people from law enforcement forums quite a bit tonight, about whether or not you would follow an order. If you are a cop, would you follow an order from a commanding officer to confiscate firearms? And one of the posts on their forum in response to that essentially said that, well, if it's an unlawful order, I can refuse it. Well, what if they passed a law banning firearms? Then it would be a lawful order, and I would hope you would still refuse it at that point. See, the law isn't the end-all be-all. The end-all be-all is principle and what's right and wrong. And it's right to allow people to possess firearms, just like it's right to allow them to possess drugs, so long as they don't hurt somebody with the firearm. You shoot somebody, then you're in trouble. Then you should be arrested. Then you can confiscate the firearm. You know, if it's been used to harm somebody else, but just having a firearm is not a problem.
I think that brandishing a firearm in a threatening manner ought to be illegal, too. Don't you think?
Okay, well, if you're making a threat, I can see that, sure. We got to keep going to the phone calls.
But having it on your hip is not threatening.
The calls are rolling in like crazy. We got to go to it. Let's talk to, I believe it's Chris in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Chris, doing great. What's on your mind?
I just want to say that guy Brad was a total douche.
Well, that's not very nice. Why are you coming out with ad hominem attacks like that?
Just because. He came out and basically attacked everything that you guys stand for.
We were attacking everything that he believed that he stood for. I think that he was very nice to stay on as long as he did, and he was pretty courteous.
When's he going to outlaw, like, being a Negro or being a Jew?
Well, you know, you and I both know that's not very likely to be outlawed anytime in the near future. However, being an immigrant is another question.
Okay, so, all right, it's illegal to be an ARAD.
You know, there are already, certainly people have talked about having separate lines for Arabs in airports.
Nah, it's all messed up, man. You just can't have illegalities like, okay, you're a pothead, okay, you're a towelhead, okay, you're a Negro. It's not going to happen.
I don't know if you're making a real coherent point there, Chris.
I'm just saying that Brad is just following what his his leaders are telling him.
And he has to learn to figure
out what the difference is between what is an actual law versus what is reality.
Thanks for the call, Chris. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231 to Dennis in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dennis.
I couldn't disagree with your last caller anymore. I'd really like to thank Brad. He was a great guy.
Yeah, I thought Brad, it was a great call.
You know, and I do talk a lot to some of the legislators, you know, my representatives out here, and there's so many times when you're just disagreeing, and they can't get past some aspect of liberty.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll try to kind of cut you off and say, well, you know, at this point, we just have to agree that we disagree. What I find is really useful for people to understand at that point is to say, you know, well, yes, sir, that's true. We are going to have to agree to disagree. But when I disagree with you, I don't send armed men into the equation.
Mm.
Anyways, I would like to thank Brad once again, and I'd like to ask him to please, please stay in North Carolina. Please do not come to New Hampshire. Thank you, Brad.
Oh, wait a second, Dennis. That's not fair. It's not fair because the first place that I heard about libertarianism, the first place that I even got my taste of it was from the correctional officers that worked with me at that prison. Law enforcement officers told me about libertarianism.
There are a lot of law enforcement officers that are libertarians. In fact, one of the threads that was deleted recently, allegedly, was the thread that another one of our, I think it was one of our listeners that posted about the world's smallest political quiz, which I consider a pretty fair quiz. Of course, a lot of the guys on the forums were scoring libertarian, and they were shocked that they were scoring libertarian.
Of course they are.
And they thought it was an unfair quiz. But for real, I mean, if you give that quiz to Rush Limbaugh, he scores as a conservative.
Right.
You give that quiz to Hillary Clinton, she's going to score as an authoritarian. I mean, it's a pretty accurate quiz.
I'm sure if you give it to, one of those liberal folks out there, if you give it to Al Franken or Michael Moore.
The problem is when you give a quiz to a politician, they're likely to score as an authoritarian because there's somebody that wants to tell you what to do. Or they call it status now on the quiz.
Whether it means they want to tell you how you have to pay for the poor people or whatever, or whether they want to tell you that you have to pay for some senseless war and God knows where.
Mark, just as you were had to take offense to my saying that this particular officer should not come to New Hampshire, I would like to say, not all politicians are authoritarian. In fact, just this evening, I had a conversation with a guy who was so into private property, I am surprised he's not a guest host on your show, and he's actually an elected official. So,
what's his name?
Jordan Ullery.
Well, there are more people like that in New Hampshire than anywhere else. But I mean, on the federal level, most politicians authoritarians. Dennis, thank you for the call.
Thank
you. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Let's continue to Eddie in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Eddie.
Yes. Hey, your last caller for New Hampshire, his state representatives were so worried about what happened in New Orleans in Katrina that they brought up a bill, 1639 FN, House bill, that would make it a felony for law enforcement officers to attempt to seize guns from lawful people carrying firearms.
That's true.
And that's how worried they were. And what also happened during Katrina was when the NRA sued along with another gun rights group, the federal court, here it is, the U.S. District Court of the Eastern District in Louisiana sided with gun rights groups and issued a restraining order to stop authorities from confiscating guns from law-abiding citizens in New Orleans. In the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, the
Thank
seizure of firearms by
compl-
New Orleans authorities violates the Second Amendment. And here's the big one. The Bill of Rights is not suspended during emergencies.
That's good.
Why would it be? I mean, it's
not,
so crazy.
But see, what's going on here is, like the Bush regime, but it's both sides, and a lot of people try to say the Democrats are the communists, but it was the Bush regime that started Homeland Security, that hired three different generals, General Yevgeny, General Marcus Wolf, and Mr. Olive Coughlin, all from the former communist Soviet Union that worked with the KGB. And they hired them as consultants, and these are the kind of men that are giving our government ideas on how to control us.
Yeah, we've heard about those allegations.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Eddie, facts.
Thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Still time for you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
With energy costs on the rise and cooler weather around the corner, isn't it time to replace your home's windows? Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance, tilted easy for cleaning, and they also help reduce your energy costs. Add beauty to your home with custom replacement windows from Sears. Just call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation. Call now and ask about our special financing terms. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 12/30/06, subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. If it's time to replace your windows, call Sears now, 1-800-393-8378. Ask about our special financing terms. That's 1-800-393-8378.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard to find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Show's Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Monday edition is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Yeah, the number is 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line. For all your voice over IP needs, head over to packet8.net. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have a listener map. Over 1,700 of our listeners from around the world have mapped themselves at map.freetalklive.com. You can see, scroll around the world and see where some of our listeners live. Pretty cool. Map.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it is completely free. We're talking cops, talking the law enforcement forums. Their website, lawenforcementforums.com. They have unbanned me, so big thanks to the administrators over there for doing that. I think that was a really, really nice gesture on their part, and it's much appreciated. I'll be nice. I'll play nice. I'm a good guy. I wasn't trying to stir up trouble.
Man, I don't think... Generally, you don't troll on webs on these bulletin boards that you get on.
I got a lot to do. Man, I got a lot keeping me busy.
You know, there's plenty of trolls on our board, too. We just let them do whatever they're going to do, and that's just the way that goes.
Well, if they spam, they're going to have a problem.
Spamming's a different story.
But if you get on and attack us, whatever.
Yeah.
And by the way, I did send out a... we had some problems with the bulletin board system, Free Talk Live BBS, not sending out the registration confirmations, the verifications. I think I have resent those at this point. I believe our IT guy, Torgo, has fixed the problem. If you're still having trouble on that one, you can email me personally, ian@freetalklive.com. We'll see what we can do about getting you manually activated. All right, let's go back to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to, I believe, Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon. I'm really sorry what happened to you on that website.
because you are really nice guys.
Thank
well,
you, Paul.
It's
understandable. They're very defensive. They've got a website. Yeah. They're trying to protect from people harassing
and
them.
And I'm very offensive, so it just makes sense.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind, Paul?
Okay, this immigration problem that you were talking about earlier.
Yes, ma'am.
The thing is we need to do, and this is even the American Free Press today, that we're not doing what we should be doing is prosecuting our representatives for going against the laws of this country.
Who's going to prosecute them?
The people can.
No, come on.
Yes.
You have to have a government prosecutor to prosecute bureaucrats.
People go to the prosecutors and they ask them to do this. They have violated the Constitution. They're supposed to protect us from invasion. That's part of the Constitution.
Wait a minute. So, Paula, what do you want them to do exactly?
Well, I don't think there should be any amnesty. And I've been talking to some of the Native Americans here, and they agree with us that they don't think there should be amnesty either.
What do you think they should do, Paula?
Well, I think that they should go back to their country, where they're from, correct their government, get it back where it should be, the right way, where they will have a decent government, get jobs down there, have companies send branches down there where they can have jobs. And I
about 100 years ago, we had an influx of Italian and Irish immigrants. Should they have stayed where they were and fixed their government? Prior to the Revolutionary War, Germans actually settled Pennsylvania. Should they have stayed where they were?
Don't you know that there are family?
What about the English people that came over here to get religious freedom?
We are all family.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, the America, Britain, Ireland, Scotland, Germany, France, and all the Nordic countries, we're all one family.
Only white people can come. Oh, so wait, we're not family with people of a different color, then, is what you're saying.
The Mexicans are, they are Native Americans that went down there because all the tribes were fighting.
Uh-huh.
This is how they got down there to begin with.
So white people came and drew a line between the United States and Mexico, and now the Native American people, the descendants of Native American people that were down there are not allowed to cross that line.
I think that there should be a legal way to do this. We have to stand by the laws that we have.
But it's so complicated.
The legal way.
I think we can.
If you've ever tried to get
really
a zoning, Paula, if you've ever tried to get some kind of zoning change on your property so that you could say put up a windmill or something like that,
No. You
know how difficult that is, and that's just you, a property owner in your town, trying to get something done.
I think
it's so difficult to deal with the
out.
INS.
I think we can work this
out.
Yeah,
we can work it out by ending welfare and allowing people to cross borders freely. Paula, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's another hot topic. And people seem to believe, like the war on drugs, people seem to believe that if we just put a bunch of military people down on the border, that that's going to solve the so-called problem of immigration.
Nope.
And once again, the black market is involved because gang members... The mafia, essentially, Mexican mafias or whatever, whoever's behind this, they're going to make buku bucks off of smuggling people through and paying off the military and paying off the border patrol down there on the southern border. Nothing's going to stop. You're just going to, what Paul is talking about, creating more laws to regulate people moving across the borders, is just going to result in more harassment for business owners when the government says, this is one of the other things they're trying to do, they're trying to make it so business owners have to check their employees with the federal government. Can you imagine this?
No.
You're running a business, and somebody comes to try to work for you, and you say, oh, I'm sorry, Johnny, I really want to hire you, but this is going to take a few days. I've got to go ahead and pass this through the federal government to make sure they've approved you. Oh, I'm sorry, you're on the no-hire list. I guess you can't get a job here.
Well, you know, even so, how long is it going to take for the feds to return? It's not like they're lickety-split on getting... Well, I need an employee today. And depending on the size of my company, I mean, how many people do I have to hire in order to do the investigation on these people, in order to put in the paperwork to the feds? I mean,
they could make it as onerous as they want.
Work for the business owner. And business owners produce something in this world.
It's a shame.
I'm sorry, the feds don't.
Let's go to the phones to Johnny in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Johnny.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, nothing much. I'd just like to say I've been a member at Law Enforcement Forums for almost a year now, and I'm also a police explorer with a large city up here in Canada. And just like to say, you know, like I'm a very large supporter of law enforcement, and I'd just like to say, everyone, you know, maybe give them a break. You know, they're just doing their jobs. You know, they're helping people. You know what I mean?
No, I can't give them a break as long as they're enforcing laws that I disagree with, and they're putting friends and family members of mine in jail for things like marijuana possession or arresting them and ruining people's lives.
And
I can't give them a break on that.
I could be the nicest guy around. I could be a stand-up citizen. But if I get caught with a joint in my hand, I'm going to jail for that one incident. All the nice things I did don't have anything to do with it. They're not going to give me a break. The law doesn't have anything to do with a break.
Which is another point.
You do something wrong, you've done it wrong, right?
I like that point, Mark, because there's somebody on the law enforcement forums that's sort of painting drug users as losers. And I would like to point out that I don't think maybe some law enforcement officers don't realize this, and I know a lot of Americans don't realize this, but there are people who are doctors, lawyers, business executives, people who are of the upper echelon in the business world who are absolutely drug users. They're very responsible citizens.
It would be easy to paint alcoholics as losers, but then when you think about all the people that actually just use alcohol, they aren't addicted to it. They aren't drinking it every day for breakfast with their orange juice.
Right.
It's
when you pull somebody over, when you pull somebody over and you arrest them for possessing marijuana, you don't ask them beforehand, well, do you have a job? Are you a stand-up member of society? You guys don't know those things, and there's a lot of people that are, and they get harassed by the police too. And then when it comes out that they've been arrested for drugs, then they might get fired from their jobs. So you guys might actually be contributing to people losing their jobs.
Well, they're just doing their jobs. You know, it's the job to enforce the law, and those things are illegal.
I understand. We've heard that over and over.
Well, if I work for the mafia and it's my job to be a hitman, is it okay?
Well, it's illegal.
But you're thinking legal and illegal. My question is right or wrong. Is it all right for me to kill people if I'm employed for that?
I don't believe so, no.
No, and it's not all right to enforce bad laws.
Now, since we've got you on the line, I know you're calling from Canada, but I presume as a law enforcement officer you understand what the Second Amendment is.
No, he's not a law enforcement officer. He's an explorer.
Oh, you're
an explorer.
Yes, yeah.
Correct. I'm a police explorer.
I'm sorry. Well, then I'll just ask you anyway. Since we've got you, how do you feel about the American police coming around confiscating people's firearms?
Well, I'm not very knowledgeable in that field. Being up here in Canada, I haven't really followed that too closely, so I don't believe I could give the answer to the best of my ability.
Enough. I've actually got another one of the admins. We're going to bring him on in the last segment.
Great.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. We'll ask him, 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Richard in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Richard.
Hi there, big boy. How you doing?
Mm-hmm. Doing great. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling in and wondering why you guys are so hard on law enforcement people for.
Well, why don't you listen to the archives and you'll probably understand.
Well,
thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Whoops. Oh, well,
you didn't get much time.
You only have a little bit of time to make an impression. 800-259-9231.
You're a
just enough time for your call if you make it now. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel
feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Though, don't know if we'll be able to get to your call at this point. People have been, the calls have just been rolling in like crazy tonight. Talking with law enforcement officers, supporters, people critical of law enforcement. It's pretty much been law enforcement night here on Free Talk Live.
Great. I'm glad that people get an opportunity to talk about the other sides of the issues, because nobody wants to hear just what we have to say all the
time. Exactly, which is the point of Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind 6 nights a week. Of course, we're in the final segment of the show, so if we don't get a lot of time to chat, call us back sometime. We do the show 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, always looking for input from anybody, including law enforcement officers as well. So be sure to join us in the future. And if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, great way to help support the show is to head over and amp us at amp.freetalklive.com. It's all $3 a month. Now, we don't charge for the website. This is above and beyond all that. This is if you appreciate Free Talk Live, you want to help Free Talk Live spread to more radio stations around the country, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the AMP program. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send us the $3 a month, and we turn it around into promotion for the show. We buy industry advertisements. We buy internet advertisements as well and get more people on board experiencing the message of freedom and liberty. And you know what? The law enforcement officers that are tuning in tonight from lawenforcementforums.com, they're sort of getting thrown to the wolves as far as the message of liberty is concerned. I mean, you're listening to a show that you're going to disagree with a lot on, though I think a lot of them probably agree with us on the gun issue. But nonetheless, I think as you listen to more Free Talk Live, you're going to find out that, hey, you know what? Those guys aren't so nuts after all. It's possible.
All we posit is nonviolent, voluntary solutions to everything.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. How shocking.
It is shocking.
Nonviolence and, well, I believe in violence.
In self-defense.
Only if it's been enacted on me first.
In self-defense. You use violence in self-defense.
Absolutely. And then at that point, I believe in enacting violence in a furious manner.
Yeah. take all the justice you can get at that point, because later on down the line, it's not going to be good if you leave. If somebody's trying to kill you and you don't kill them back first,
yeah,
you never know what'll happen down the line.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones to the fun. Ladies first, Julie in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello.
Hi, Julie. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering why you don't hold the voting public more responsible for laws that are passed that you don't agree with instead of law enforcement.
We do hold. I do believe the voting public is responsible, but I think that they're a layer below, just one layer below. Maybe.
Well, 'cause the cops pass laws that, you know, people have passed, and if the majority has passed it, you know, what kind of situation would you have if cops got to pick and choose what laws they thought were right?
Well, they do. Cops do get to pick and choose, and they pick and choose whether or not they want to go to work every day, too.
Well, yeah, but I think you'd have a total breakdown. I mean, you'd have cops that believe in different things, so they...
That's,
you know,
what's going on. There are plenty of cops. We've talked to cops who will say, you know, if I come across a couple kids, I'll just maybe take the weed, I won't write up anything, and I'll let them go. I mean, there's plenty of cops that make these decisions on an individual basis, day in and day out. That's what happens.
But the majority of them try to follow their job and do, and for them, they feel what's right is to do the job and do
they feel it's right to enforce bad laws, and that's the point.
That's our issue. But yes, we do take it to the... You got to understand, you're listening to an episode of Free Talk Live that's been focused on law enforcement. We attack the voters and the politicians
and the
more
taxpayers
often than anything else here on Free Talk Live, because they really are the ones that are guilty of not standing up for freedom and liberty against the assault by government officials.
It's just, no cop agrees with all the laws that they have to enforce. And,
I understand.
I mean, if you didn't have cops who did their job without agreeing with some of it, you'd have
which
no
is
cops.
Why, which is why I encourage law enforcement officers to investigate law enforcement against prohibition. It's a great organization of current and former law enforcement officials who have law enforcement officers who have been DEA agents, have been state police, have been local police, and had enforced the war on drugs, and then came to the realization that what they were doing was wrong, and then they're now making a stand for it, which is why I'm promoting that organization. And Julie, we got to get to more calls, but thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Will in Tennessee. He's another one of the administrators of lawenforcementforums.com. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how
you
doing tonight?
Hey, doing great. Glad to have the participation and the listenership, and we appreciate everybody being courteous here this evening. While I've got you on, I know you were wanting to be on for a reason, but I wanted to have a law enforcement officer address the gun confiscation question. If there was a law passed, some sort of an emergency law or whatever their politician's excuse was, that it's now legal to confiscate firearms in the event of a so-called emergency, would you refuse to follow the orders if your commanding officer said, okay, Sean, or okay, Will, it's time to go around and confiscate guns from people?
Let me preface that by saying this. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. I support the Second Amendment. I support having guns. I support citizens having guns. Because we can't be anywhere at one time to protect them.
That's true.
I believe in citizens having the right to protect themselves.
That's good.
Well, I would say that generally it's armed citizenry that protects themselves. It's rare that cops actually get an opportunity, and I think they will. I think a cop will get in front of a bullet to save me any day. It's rare that they have the opportunity to actually be there, and so I need to have a gun on my hip in order to protect myself.
Yeah, I agree 100%, and I encourage all citizens in your state, if they have any type of handgun carry permit, to get one, because you need one to protect yourself. I take mine wherever I go.
I think that a permit is an authorization from a government that has no right to give me that authorization.
If you have to get a permit, that's a privilege. It's not a right.
Please,
if you have a right, you don't need a permit.
Please, man, I have a gun.
Unfortunately, just like people with cars, some people shouldn't be able to get behind the wheel of a car because they don't have the intelligence.
I see where you're coming from on that, Will, but the permits won't prevent criminals from getting their hands on
and
firearms.
The government owns the roads, the government owns the roads, so you can sort of see why they would license people to get on it. But the government doesn't own me, and they don't own my gun.
Permits are just demanding that people jump through hoops in order for them to
It's just wrong. Every little bit of it is wrong.
But back to the question.
Yes.
If the order came down for whatever reason it was, for us to confiscate guns, which would never happen in this United States ever.
It happened in New Orleans. It happened in New Orleans last year.
You know, New Orleans was a whole different situation. You had pure chaos down there. You had people firing at police officers. You had police officers getting hurt. You had other people getting hurt. You had children being hurt. That's a whole different situation. They confiscated guns on that basis, but look at them now. They're back to normal.
But wait, so you're saying that it was okay? You're saying it was okay. Now, if children are getting hurt, then how am I going to protect my children without my gun? The cops, like you said, the cops can't be there. The cops are rarely there. They can't be there to protect me, so taking away my gun is tantamount.
There was no law and order at all in New Orleans at all.
That's why I need my gun! That's why I need my gun!
But the only people left, most of the people left down there were your thugs. And you're criminals anyway.
But that's not true. Then they need to be arrested and put in jail and given charge.
Okay, I agree. But if you don't have enough police officers on the street to arrest them and put them in jail...
So take away the citizens' guns?
Hold on a second, Will. Let me put this in perspective for you. Because if I was a violent criminal who wanted to do some home invasions, what I would have done was followed around the police as they went from house to house confiscating people's firearms, and then when the police were down the street, I would have just come right on in and said, give me all your money, give me all your stuff, because I would have known that the police just confiscated their guns.
I highly doubt that, because if you saw you on the streets, they would have snatched you up and try to figure out what was going on.
I would have been
very
stealthy about it, Will.
It's always easy to Monday morning quarterback a police officer. I heard you bring up the thing with the old lady getting shot. I heard you bring up New York City. It baffles me how I watch the news in New York City and all the headlines are police officers kill unarmed man. What they don't bring up is that he was armed with a weapon.
What weapon
was
that?
A vehicle that he was using to strike, to strike other officers.
He was a passenger in that vehicle. He was a passenger in that vehicle. And those officers were not in uniform. We're talking about Atlanta now.
If I identify myself as a police officer to you, you have the legal authority, and the law is in my favor. You have the right to stop. You're supposed to stop whatever you're doing and comply with whatever orders I give you.
Will?
And you might not like those laws, but those are laws in the book.
Will?
I encourage you to go to your lawmakers and change them, not to us.
And that's
we
what we're doing.
Laws.
And that's
we
what we're doing
laws.
As part of the Free State Project. We are going to get these laws changed, and we're going to show the world that liberty works. Will, we are short on time, but you're always welcome to chime in any other night here on Free Talk Live. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231. Just enough time for, I believe, Sean and Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Sean, quick. What's your point?
Yeah. My point is, have you guys talked about the student in UCLA and just the complete, disrespect by the police against him?
Well, now, the police will claim that he was disrespecting them, but none of us were even really there, so we can't really say what exactly happened.
It's such a mess.
But as a university student, I feel that, all of a sudden my campus isn't safe just from that situation.
Yeah.
I go to the University of Michigan. My police have guns. What would happen if I didn't show my ID?
Well, I would certainly feel more safe if the police weren't enforcing victimless crime laws. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And just enough time maybe for Jarvis in Pennsylvania. Jarvis is gone. All right, that's been it.
On the point of guns versus tasers, cops know that guns are deadly. Tasers are not meant to be deadly, and that's why they got used as punishment in this particular case with the student. Now, whatever the circumstances were before that, those cops tasered that kid 4 times while he was on the ground.
We're done for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can always grab this archive online at freetalklive.com a little bit later on. We'll see you online in the meantime and tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com. Thanks for listening.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. The idea.